Welcome to The Lay Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. We're learning what the Old Testament taught concerning the promised Messiah. Today, Tom Murray will discuss the wailing shepherds of Israel, the destruction of Israel, and the rejection of the true shepherd. Keep listening.
Well, welcome back to our study in the Lay Disciple series, where we are looking through the Old Testament for all of the prophecies that we have regarding the first coming of the Jewish Messiah or the Redeemer of Genesis 3:15. And we are in the prophet Zechariah in chapter 11, and we're dealing with a long section here covering verses 4 to 14, but we have broken that down into three segments, and the first of that is verses 4 to 6, where God actually commissioned Zechariah. And he wanted Zechariah to play a role and to act out as a message to the people of Israel, and the part that God wanted Zechariah to play was that of the Good Shepherd, or the Messiah, at his first coming. Now, Messiah is symbolized in Scripture as being characterized or having the character of a shepherd. And the character of a shepherd is to feed the flock. So in verse 4, the flock is a symbol of Israel, the nation. And what we learn in these verses is that the sheep, that is the people of Israel, are being destroyed by their owners. Now, the owners of Israel at the time that Zechariah is referring to are the Romans, because Israel will be under Roman dominion at the time when the Messiah appears. But they were also even being destroyed by their own shepherds, according to verse 4. And their own shepherds is a reference to the Jewish leaders of the day when the Good Shepherd or the Messiah actually arrives. And it says that these, their own shepherds, that is the leadership of Israel, have no pity on them. Then in verse 5, we're told that the flock, that is the people of Israel, have been abandoned by man. But further we go on to learn in verse 6 that they have also now been abandoned by God at the time that Zechariah is referring to, which is the time of the appearance of the Good Shepherd or the Messiah. God clearly states that he will cause each and every man in that future day to fall into the power of his king. Now, at first, if you read that little phrase, it seems a little bit confusing, because at the time of the Roman occupation of Israel, when the Messiah or Jesus does appear on the scene, Israel at that time had no king. However, when we read the gospel accounts, that when Jesus, who was the true shepherd, or the shepherd that God had sent, stood at his trial before the Roman procurator Pontius Pilate, Pontius Pilate declared to the Jewish people, "Here is your king," offering Jesus, or the Good Shepherd, or the true shepherd, foretold in Zechariah 11. But the people then all cried out and said, "We reject this Jesus, and we will not have him to rule over us, this Good Shepherd." But then they said, "We have no king but Caesar." You'll find that in John 19, verse 15. Well, since the true shepherd, or the Messiah, was rejected as the king at the time that we've just read about in the life of Christ, and only Caesar was recognized by those Jews who rejected Jesus as their king, it was to that king that God handed them over for judgment. And in the subsequent war, in 66 to 70 A.D., the Romans actually devastated the land and the city of Jerusalem and the temple. And finally, when the Romans broke through and destroyed the city of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 A.D., they killed 1,100,000 Jews, and they took 97,000 Jews at that time into slavery to Rome. So Zechariah now is to carry out this commission. In verses 7 to 11 is the actual carrying out of that, and I want you to listen as I read verses 7 to 11 to you. So I pastured the flock doomed to slaughter, hence the afflicted of the flock. And I took for myself two staffs, these are shepherd's staff, and the one staff I called favor, and the other staff I called union. And so I pastured the flock. Then I annihilated the three shepherds in 1 month. For my soul was impatient with them, and their soul was also weary of me. And then I said, I will not pasture you. What is to die, let it die. And what is to be annihilated, let it be annihilated. And let those who are left eat one another's flesh. And I took my staff favor and cut it in pieces, to break my covenant which I had made with all the peoples. So it was broken on that day, and thus the afflicted of the flock who were watching me realized that it was the word of the Lord. Now in verses 7 to 11 that I just read, Zechariah actually carries out God's commission. In verse 7 we're told that Zechariah did in fact feed the flock that was doomed to slaughter. But he specifically notes in verse 7 that he especially fed the poor of the flock, or the afflicted that he refers to. It depends on which English translation you have as to whether it refers to certain of the flock as being the poor and the afflicted. Now, the poor and the needy is a very common phrase throughout the Old Testament prophets, and it is always, without exception, a reference to the righteous remnant of Israel. Many times in the history of Israel as a nation, the nation as a whole was rebellious and unrighteous. That is, they did not know God as their Savior. They were in a physical covenant relationship, being Jews, but they were not into a right spiritual relationship with God. But there has always been, even in Israel's most apostate hours in history, there has always been within Israel the whole a small group who knew God personally as their Savior, and they were called the righteous or the believing remnant. And they are referred to as the remnant of Israel. So what we learn is that while the Messiah will one day come to minister to the whole house of Israel, there will be a special emphasis in the ministry of the true shepherd toward the believing remnant within Israel. Now in that believing remnant, when Jesus did come, were people like Simeon and Anna who were looking for him to come. But then you can think about Miriam or Mary and Joseph. You can certainly think about John the Baptist, about Elizabeth and Zacharias, her husband, who are the parents of John the Baptist. And you can remember many who were looking for the redemption of Israel. Now, the fulfillment of Jesus ministering to this remnant, or the true shepherd ministering, is seen in Matthew chapter 9 in verses 35 to 36. Now, if you'll notice, Zechariah was told to take two shepherd's staffs to communicate the message that God wanted him to communicate. One of those shepherd's staffs, he gave the name favor, and to the other shepherd's staff, he gave the name union. Now, the staff called favor was to stand for the protection that a shepherd gives to the flock. And the staff called union was to keep the flock together and to preserve the unity of the flock. But then in verse 8, Zechariah faces the opposition of three other shepherds. And in the context where this Zechariah prophecy actually is fulfilled, in the life and ministry of Jesus, these three shepherds are the ones that Jesus confronted when he came at his first coming, and they are symbolic of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. These three were the key sections of Jewish leadership during the period of Jesus' ministry on the earth. The reason for the destruction of these three shepherds as a result of Jesus' ministry was that they were very antagonistic against Jesus, and he saw them as false shepherds, and he saw them as manipulating and using the people for their personal gain. And that's what's described in verse 8 of Zechariah 11, that these three groups are going to be destroyed. Now, this was actually fulfilled when Jesus renounced and denounced all of the three religious leaders of Israel, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, and he did that in Matthew 23, verses 1 to 37. The second thing we can see is the hostility of the Jewish leaders in Jesus' day is also seen in the fact that they plotted to actually execute him, and they even bribed Judas Iscariot to betray him so that they could carry out their murderous plot. Now, although verse 7 described the faithful shepherding of the flock by Zechariah in his day, but also by the true shepherd Jesus in his day, in verse 9 of this passage, there is an abrupt ceasing in the feeding of the flock. Now, if we move forward to the actual fulfillment of the cessation of this feeding, you will learn that in the ministry of Jesus, this part of this prophecy of Zechariah was actually fulfilled in the events that are described for us in Matthew 12, verses 22 to 45. Now, Matthew 12 describes the crucial, pivotal point in Jesus' public ministry when the leadership of Israel rejected his claims and his person to be the Messiah on the grounds that Jesus was actually demon-possessed. And when the leadership reached that conclusion, that was the official rejection of the true shepherd by the leaders of Israel. The masses of the people were still in a quandary, but they too would voice the conclusion of the leadership at a later point. Well, I see we're out of time, so we'll have to come back on our next broadcast and pick it up right here to see the fulfillment of this prophecy when the shepherd will cease feeding the flock. Well, I'll see you in our next broadcast.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, friend, for listening. I'd like to encourage you to visit our brand new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you can sign up for our free newsletter, hear the radio programs, and correspond with us through email. Again, the address is www.milktomeat.org. If you have friends in other cities or countries, they can now hear the radio programs too. Just make sure to give them the web address. If you have any questions or want to order a tape of the program, you can call us at 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. And we'll see you tomorrow right here for The Lay Disciple.